Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday. It's 4 o'clock. As always, joined by Ron Jaworski. You can see Jaws on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. Good to talk to you, Jaws.
Spike, Ike, great to be with you guys. We head toward Lambeau Field.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Jaws?
Yeah, I would have to imagine, Jaws, of all the stadiums you've been to, there has to be something magic about going to Lambeau.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. It is the Mecca for football. It's a bucket list for anyone. Anyone has not been to Lambeau Field, I would suggest you put it on your bucket list and try to get there. So many great things have happened at Lambeau Field. The renaissance of the National Football League, you know, coming out of Green Bay to be a part of the famed NFL and billion-dollar business. And you go to – I always thought the coolest thing, I know I could probably second this, the bus parks – you go through a neighborhood and people actually cheer for the opposing team, which is highly unusual. we can't understand that in Philadelphia, but they love football in Green Bay.
Yeah. I remember the first time I played up there, my rookie year, I believe it was. And I remember going on the field doing the whole John Facenda thing, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. I just felt like I had to do that. I had to say that when I went out on the field.
I was warm-ups. Actually covering a game for Monday Night Football, and it was a Carolina Panther game when John Fox was their coach. Now, down in the field pregame, and Foxy comes through, kind of the coaches and players come out the tunnel. He says, hey, Jaws, where was that that frozen tundra quarterback sneak by Bart Starr, Jerry Kramer? I said, it was down the other end of the field. He goes, come on, let's take a walk. And we walked down. We stood at that exact spot on the one-yard line at Lambeau Field. Just coaches that have been around this business for a long time, achieved greatness, still want to go at that spot where Bart Starr and Jerry Kramer ran a quarterback sneak to beat the Cowboys.
You know, Jaws, the other thing you said about it that I think is true, too, is that, you know, these other big franchises, whether it be the Eagles or the Commanders or the Cowboys, these are all big cities. Whereas Green Bay is this small town in Wisconsin. It's not even the biggest place in Wisconsin, which is Milwaukee. And the fact that they have an NFL team that is so legendary in that small town, that part of it is really neat, too.
It is really cool. I mean, people park their cars on their lawns next to the stadium, you know. And I think the charge is like $5. Where can you park your car for $5 anywhere in today's National Football League? And it's in a neighborhood. I mean, we went there and we did curling. You know, where the hell can you go do curling except in Green Bay? You know, so it's just a cool place. The fans are awesome. And they actually have great respect for the game. There's certainly rivalries, as we all know, but it's kind of a great place to go as a fan and watch a game and be respected and enjoy just being in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yep.
So, you know, Green Bay's a good team. I think probably not quite as good thus far as people expected they would be. Do you think the Eagles, when you're looking at the other good teams in the NFC so far this year, do you see the Eagles as a cut above the best teams in the NFC, or are they just sort of right there with those other three or four teams that have been good so far?
Well, I would kind of try to put it this way, at least personally, you know, obviously they're my words. I watch football. You know, I watch all games on, last night, that horrible football game, if you're a purist. But if you like just competitive football, maybe you'd like that game. But, you know, I watch football. I watch as many games as I can. But I study the Eagles. I mean, first thing I do Monday morning when I get up is I look at the tape of the Eagles game, the All-22. I want to see how they're playing, not based on what I read in the paper or what some sports talk show told me. I want to form my own opinion. And I really think this has a chance to be an exceptional football team. I had some fun with Deuces Rogers doing 6 ABC. I said, hey, Deuces, we're going to run the table. He started laughing. I said, no, we're going to run the table. I feel this team has the potential to be really, really something special. And, you know, we've kind of floundered around the first 8 games, some good games, some bad games. But I think this team knows it may be kind of a mistake to feel this way, but they can turn it on when they have to. They understand, and we always hear they win. And that's true because they know when to turn it on and when they can kind of get by with some sort of a half-assed effort and still find a way to win. But I think the way this team comes out of the break now, healthy, the quarterback playing at a ridiculously high level, I'd like to expound upon him in a minute if I can. But I think clearly they're the best team right now. As I look at this league, they're the best team in the National Football League.
So I'll just let you go from there. Go ahead and expound on Jalen's play because
I study the game tape, and I've been studying the quarterback since I came in the league, you know, playing the position back in 1973, and I, you know, for ESPN, that's all I did was study the quarterbacks and for the draft, and kind of the last 3 or 4 games, I've seen something in Jalen that I really hadn't seen before, and even though he's played at a phenomenal level, he's gotten better, and what makes him better, I think. You know, a guy that I haven't heard much talk about this time is Scotty Leffler, the quarterback's coach. We hear about, you know, the play callers and all that, but the quarterback coach has to have a bond with the quarterbacks. They're in the room together all the time. They're talking to each other. They're communicating all the time. And Scotty Leffler comes in with a pretty good pedigree, kind of like started out with coaching Tom Brady at Michigan. You know, a guy comes in with a basic fundamental approach to how to play the quarterback position, which to me is the most critical. You've got to be solid in your fundamentals. And what I've seen from Jalen so far this year is a quarterback playing with great fundamentals, the vision downfield. And I know I've spoken to you guys about this before. I look at the face mask of the quarterback as they're dropping back. If that quarterback is dropping that face mask, he's not looking for coverage. He's looking for lanes to run the football. And I see in Jalen now a guy that's focused on looking downfield, reading the coverage, getting to the right receiver, going through his progression more quickly. I'm seeing that in the pocket. Feet on balance, not those skittish kind of feet looking for an area to run. He wants to throw the football. He wants to be on time with his wide receivers. That is starting to come to the forefront to me. Now, hey, it's maybe 3 or 4 weeks is not a large sampling, but I'm seeing tremendous improvement. And whenever I see tremendous improvement in players, I think of who their coach is. Who's coaching them? Who's making them better? Are they accepting coaching? And I think right now Jalen is playing phenomenal football. I think he's accepting coaching. When I look at the tape, it obviously validates what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think over the last several weeks, one of the things we've talked about on the show that I almost don't, because he's been so successful in the past, I almost don't think people have noticed with Jalen is that he has improved this year. You know, they won the Super Bowl last year, and we always have these arguments about, you know, where he is in the rankings of this, that, and the other. And when they win all the time, I think sometimes it may cover for something that he's not doing well, and this could go with any position, but I think it goes with him too. Him being able, we talked about under center from now until we talked about all year last year too, but him being able to sort of be comfortable enough to do something that he's not comfortable with and do it well, I think that shows growth. I think over the last several weeks, he's just looked better, like a better quarterback. That I know he had a great season in 22, but certainly over the last couple of years, he's looked better the last several weeks than I've seen him play.
No question. And to me, you know, looking at the tape validates that. And, you know, when you're a tremendous athlete like Jalen is, sometimes you just make plays because you can. It was like Randall Cunningham. Randall was my teammate for years. And Randall could... He was just a spectacular football player. And he can make plays very few people can make. And Jalen is in that same boat. But I think they both came to the realization there comes a time in your game where you have to play quarterback first and athlete second. And Jalen can still make great plays with his legs, but I'm seeing a more cerebral quarterback, reading coverage, getting through the reading progression, reading the blitzes, doing all the little nuances that you have to be successful over a long period of time. And I think, you know, we all know Jalen well enough. His goal is to be probably in his mind, you know, I mentioned Tom Brady. He wants to be better than Tom Brady. I think he sets lofty goals. He's thrilled that he's winning Super Bowls and a Super Bowl MVP. But I think there's more inside that guy's belly and his heart than we can all imagine. He's a special, special leader. He's a special athlete. And when I see guys in in his position is what for what he's accomplished so far, you know, kind of like the Peyton Manning type. I got, you know, Peyton's a good friend. Peyton's always been a good friend. But, man, that guy wants to rip your heart out if he's competing you in dominoes, you know. That's the kind of guy he is. And I think Jalen's that same kind of guy. There's a part of him that just wants to get better and keep winning and be recognized as the very best.
Complimentary football is going to be a big key for his jaws the second half of the season. It was great to see offensive line get the running game going. Saquon certainly had his first game where he reminded us of the historical season he had last year. You think they sort of figured it out and got that formula down again, and they're ready to take off with the running game? Because if they can get that running game going, maybe not what they did against the Giants at 270+, but if they can get that running game up there around 150 to 200, that's going to be huge the second half of the season.
You just opened the door for me, like B-word, man. You know I love that B-word, balance, yeah. Run pass balance, you know. You yeah. can keep your offense on schedule and stay out of third and long. That's the money down. You're going to win football games. And, you know, I think the other thing, this offense is going to get healthier. Now, Cam Jurgens probably going to be out another week. But, you know, when you look at how they're playing, by the way, Tote played pretty good last week. He's been in there.
He did, yeah.
I think when they get everyone healthy, they've had a week to rest. That's kind of what you look for. And I hate to make, like, long-term predictions, but that's what we do. I like to get to December. When you get December, man, then you start figuring it all out, what you are, who you are, and where you're going. But I think as you look at this team right now, offensively, I think it's there. It's there. I expect a big game against Green Bay. And defensively, you know, I've got great confidence in Vic Fangio. We think back to last year after the bye week. I think we were mired in probably like the lower third of ranked defense in the league. We ended up number one. Vic's a great coach. He's a teacher. You know, obviously, Jaden Phillips is going to add that edge pass rusher. I'd like to see the secondary play a little better. I think we've been inconsistent, but maybe with a little better pass rush, I think that secondary will wake up and play to the capabilities they played with at the end of last year. But I think it's just all starting to come together. And after that bye week, man, the guys come back fresh. They'll be a lot more quick than the Green Bay Packers will on Monday night. I'll guarantee you that.
Yep.
Charles, we've heard a lot about Jalen Phillips, and I think there's reason to be optimistic about what his production's going to be if he stays healthy. Jair Alexander is a much bigger question mark, I think, for all of us. My guess would be the Eagles hope he can just go in and take that CB2 spot that has been occupied by a few different, you know, players this year. You know, have you seen anything in the limited time he's even played this year that would make you optimistic that he can recapture some of what he had that he may have lost over the last year or two?
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, with Green Bay, he was you know, kind of a tremendous athlete. He goes to Baltimore. He's been hurt. And you know, I talked to some friends of mine down in Baltimore that are involved with the Ravens staff, and he has never been 100% healthy this year. And it's hard to be at the cornerback position. You're out on that island all day, and, you know, not only during games, he's only played in two games, and to show what you can do in practice. So he's been hurt. And I think the same thing can be said for Jalen Phillips. I mean, the guy is a tremendous football player. He's been hurt the last couple of years. That's the only unknown. As far as their athletic ability, what their historical landscape looks like, it's been phenomenal. Are they capable of playing healthy right now? That's the only question I have. Are they healthy enough to make a significant contribution? Because they're tremendously talented athletes.
Jaws, the Packers seem to be a tough team. You know, we don't watch every single play. Seem to be a tough team to figure out. Really talented. Haven't really put it together in a consistent way this year. What are we looking at the team that the Eagles are playing on Monday night? What do we have to worry about?
Josh Jacobs. I think what they want to do is they want to run the football. They want to be the Eagles of last year. They want Josh Jacobs to be that guy chasing 2,000 yards and get the play-action pass game going. Now they've got good receivers. They got a good offensive line. They got a good. Some saying not saying great. I'm saying good. They're a very good football team, and they want to run the football instead of a play action pass game. But as I've studied their quarterback, he certainly presents some problems to me. Love is the kind of guy. He's going to throw you a few. Can we catch them? He's only thrown 3 interceptions, but if you look at potential interceptions, it's a lot more than that. He's going to throw the ball up. He can make some mistakes, and we've got to capitalize on those mistakes. Now, he can also rip your heart out, too, if you let him get going. So we've got to get the pass rush working.
So, Jaws, how do you see – well, you already said they're running the table, so I can imagine you are – in fact, I don't know if we need to ask your prediction the rest of the year when we have you on, but
I'll give you the prediction the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I score, but I'll tell you right now, we're going to beat Green Bay 30-27.
A 30-27. Ooh, like high scoring game. Yeah.
Finally, a good Monday Night Football game.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. All right, Jaws, we appreciate you as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, brother.
Guys. Be safe.
Jaws did mention that game last night. You know, people think of Thursday night. If people think Thursday night football usually sucks, even if it's a good matchup, mm-hmm. I think we're conditioned to think the game's going to suck. If they want to take a game and put it in the encyclopedia as the model of why people think Thursday night football sucks, it is last night's game. I tuned in for 10 or 15 minutes, and for those 15 minutes, I said, this game sucks.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
And 10-7?
I got to be honest. That might have been the first one this year.
Bad one.
Yeah, the first bad one, like bad one.
Well, wasn't our Giants game Thursday night?
Yeah.
Well, that was
bad. That was bad for us.
Yeah,
yes.
Bad for us. But I guess
I mean, but a 34-17, other people watching
and see the Giants going off. Yeah.
And that's kind of how I look at Thursday night's game. Last night was, like you said, that's the example of why when people who don't like Thursday night's game, that's the game they're talking about. It was turnovers. It was sloppy play. It was three and outs, dude. It was 22 penalties called, accepted. So it probably was more called. 22 got accepted last night.
Well, I just can't. You were a football player.
Yeah.
I wasn't a football player. I cannot imagine, given what I now understand about the week leading up to a game, mm-hmm. I just can't imagine playing. Because when the Eagles play on Sunday, they don't touch the field again until Wednesday, right?
Yeah, on a typical week.
Yeah, on a typical week.
Yes.
They go in there on Mondays, they have the day off on Tuesday, and then they're back practicing on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then in a normal week, then you have Wednesday, you have Thursday, you have a walkthrough on Friday, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. I just can't figure out, unless the team is such a well-oiled machine, for just for your body, for preparation, for all the different things that go into an NFL football team, Sunday to Thursday just seems insane to me.
Yeah, you know what, though? I think with these dudes are tremendous athletes. They don't hit as much as they used to, so their bodies physically really only take the pounding, pause,
nice.
on game day on Sundays. On Sundays.
Is there a way they could do it where it's only teams coming off a bye play on Thursday night?
It just limits the schedule when you do that so much. But I agree with you. That would be a good solution. You know,
Shorten the bye, which I'm sure people would want a longer bye week. I'm trying to think of a way to make the product better.
Yeah.
Feels like early in the season, it's fine.
It would shorten the bye, but then you would also get the mini bye the following week.
Yeah.
So you would come off a bye, play Thursday, then you would get extra time after that. It's just like, I know you say on the hitting, and that's true for a lot. It's not true for the offensive and defensive line, though. Mm-hmm. You know, who are grinding up on.
Well, they're not putting pads on, is what I'm saying.
Oh, right, right,
you know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right,
like,
right. Okay.
Like,
yeah.
And here's the other part of it. Everybody wants points.
Right.
But defensive people don't necessarily want it to be shootouts every football game.
Right.
I mean, that it actually was a good defensive game last night, too. Problem was, it was the Raiders.
Yes, who stink.
Yes, Geno Smith out there.
He might be cooked.
And Bo Nix didn't have a good game last night.
No.
He didn't have a good game last night. Yeah, look, I think last night's the first one that I can remember this year. I was like,
that's
a tough watch.
That was tough.
Remind me, did we have like a Monday night Jets-Miami game?
Well, that was the Friday night Black Friday game. Remember that?
No, I mean, I thought this year we had one this year.
Oh, there was Jets Dolphins.
That was terrible.
Yeah, it was both. We had a doubleheader, though.
Yeah,
but the
that's
other
what
game
was.
I think was
yes.
All right. Yeah.
That's what they need to get rid of.
Doubleheader?
The doubleheader on Monday night.
Well, the one game, one game was Seahawks Cardinals and started at 10 o'clock. What are you doing? Well, it's not West Coast. Look, with West Coast baseball, basketball, hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't do it for football.
No,
not when everybody watches football.
Yeah.
And now that I play fantasy, you have games Sunday morning, Thursday, Monday to Monday night. How are you supposed to set a friggin' roster if you don't know your Sunday guy's going to be able to play or not? I'm trying to win a fantasy. No, not this year, clearly. I'm not trying to. But I'm trying to win fantasy football. You got these games all over the week.
Yeah.
The 215. Oh, by the way, thank you to, I want to say, one Twitter person. Winning is the best deodorant. Winning is the best deodorant. 215-592-9494. Philly Fatnatic in Delco. You're on WIP.
I thought that was spelled wrong.
No. It's him.
Yeah. You know it is. The Philly Fatnatic's here.
Yes, sir.
But listen, how are you going to say they're not elite when look at the caliber teams they're with? Like, so who's elite to you then this year?
Nobody.
Nobody's elite.
No.
So
I don't
nobody's
see.
Nobody's elite.
I think
that would make the Eagles elite.
No, I think you're having trouble with nobody versus yes. I think there is a world in which I could point to years in the NFL. Look, at this point last year, Detroit was elite. They were at this point last year. And now they didn't win the Super Bowl, but at that point they were an elite football team. They were running at they were executing at an elite level. Their offense was incredible. Their defense was very, very good. All of those things. You could point to them and say they are at this point, they are better than the other teams that they're playing against. The reason that I don't, to me, that's what elite is. I think you can look at many football seasons and say, that's the team to beat. That's the team to beat. To me, the Eagles right now, at this moment, they're imperfect, just like a lot of other imperfect teams. You know, the Rams are a very good team. The Seahawks are a very good team. There are doubts, but there are doubts about the Eagles and how they've played so far this year, too. So that's why I think they're not elite. I don't think there is an elite team so far this year. Now, if the Eagles go and they beat the hell out of the Packers, and then they win against Detroit at home, okay, like maybe you've sold me. But I don't think at this point there's a major difference between the Eagles and how they've played this year and the other good teams in the NFC.
And well, going off of that, then Nick Sirianni's 12-3 in the month of November. So just off of that, knowing that, most likely we're going to win both of those games just on the odds.
Well, that's not how odds work.
12-3
Well, no, Philly Fanatic, the odds say the Eagles are going to lose on Monday night. Now, I don't think they're going to, but if you want to see the odds, the Eagles are an underdog on Monday night.
That's a scary line. They want everyone to take the Eagles so Green Bay wins. That's a scary line to me. I'm scared. I'm a gambling man, and I'm scared of that line. But,
well, then there you go.
But and you're trying to devatize Jalen Hurts.
No, I'm not.
In the city, yes, you're saying the quotes. He wants credit for the quotes.
Are you listening to what I said? I specifically said I don't think he wants credit for him. I think people are assigning credit to him. I said I think he says the quotes, and because people don't know where the quotes came from, they assume he said them.
He is the perfect quarterback for our city. City always wanted a quarterback that wasn't flashy, didn't care about his stats, wasn't a diva. He doesn't care about his stats. He cares about winning.
Of course he cares about his stats, just like you care about his stats. Do you care if Jalen wins the MVP?
More.
Do you care if Jalen wins the MVP?
Severely, severely, yes.
Okay, and do you think you get the MVP without having statistics, good stats?
No, yeah, you can't get it, no.
Okay, so if I were to ask you, you know, how, if I were to say you're not allowed to point to the teams winning because there's plenty of other teams that have won six games, why has explain to me, if I just arrived on the planet today, if you were to explain to me how Jalen Hurts has played well this year, you would probably tell me he has 15 touchdowns and one interception, right?
That's what everyone would say.
Yep, those are stats. You would right? You know, but, like, you would probably point to all his passing yards, right? Those are stats too. Nothing wrong with stats.
But if you watch the game and take the eye test, you see he's an elite quarterback by the throws he makes.
Mm.
Okay, he chooses not to make mistakes. He knows last year he sacrificed everything just to win a championship for our city, in my opinion.
Nope, I disagree.
Well, how do you not see that when?
Because I don't think he sacrificed it. I think he wasn't playing that well, so they changed, and they had a dominant running back and offensive line, and they were playing better than him. I think if he was playing, here's the truth, is what I believe. If he was playing at the level he is playing right now, last year, they would have thrown the ball more than they did last year. But he wasn't, so they didn't. He didn't do some gracious. Now, I appreciate the fact that he didn't complain about it. I think that is a very team-centric, very very noble thing to do. But I don't think they purposely took a productive quarterback and had him throw less. I don't think he gave up everything for them to win. I don't think that's what happened last year.
I think they did because they saw the running game was working so well, so why even bother passing?
Because passing
quarterbacks would say, no, I want to pass the ball. I want to pass the ball. He didn't do that at all because he wants Super Bowls.
Because he wasn't doing it well.
I disagree. He was doing it okay last year. He was doing it on the same level. You don't just lose throwing the ball. You can throw the ball great at all times.
I disagree.
You know?
I love you, but I disagree, Philly Fatnatic.
It's okay. I always disagree with you, Spike.
That's okay. Right, that's okay. I love you too. For next question today, what is something you're irrationally afraid of?
Me, I'm irrationally afraid of being falsely imprisoned for a life sentence. That's me.
Dude, that's going to be hard to beat.
That is going to be hard to beat right there.
And also, yeah. I got to dig in deep. You must have done something. In denial.
I got that same fear, Philly Fat Natty.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Philly Fat. Oh, dude, that is a good one so far. That is a good one.
That's a good one.
That's
I didn't
a good
even think
fear.
Of that. I think of that.
I've thought about that sometimes. Sometimes when I see somebody on trial for something,
oh, yeah.
And I think, what if they just didn't do it at all? Could you imagine being in that situation?
Getting incarcerated for something you didn't do?
Yeah, like if the Fed showed up at my house and they're like, you killed so-and-so.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't even know that person.
Yeah.
That is terrifying. I don't think about it very often.
Yeah.
That is a good irrational fear.
Unfortunately, that happens. In the black community a lot.
But yeah, of course.
Yes. Yeah.
It has not happened to me.
Yeah.
It has not happened to Philly Fatnatic.
I don't even want to be locked up.
No.
Even if it was something I did.
I did get arrested one time.
I don't want to get locked up at all.
I did get arrested one time. The guy did tell me for shoplifting. The guy did tell me my life was over and I was never going to have a successful life. I was never going to get into college.
Yeah. Did you get snarky with him?
Well, I want to. Don't think I haven't thought about going back to that police station. I was, 15. I want to tell him I made something of myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was probably because of him.
I've been in bracelets a couple times.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
This might surprise you.
Not proud of. No. I know you haven't been anywhere near.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Oh, could you imagine? We get a text from Rod Lakin if he's working that day. And he says, guys, you and I get a text.
Yeah.
Jackson Prison.
Like, what?
Yeah. I live on these streets.
Yeah. Like, what?
215-592-9494. By the way, the next question.
First thing I would think is, what type of white-collar crime did he commit?
Yeah, well, he's not.
Yeah,
well,
wasn't embezzling money or something.
But certainly wasn't winning money gambling.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. The reason I don't, no offense, Jack, you gotta be pretty smart to do white-collar crime.
Exactly. That's why I just keep it. I'm a surface level man. Everyone knows that. I'm not trying to be a deep thinker. Strictly feelings.
Strictly feelings.
215-592-9494. Are the 2025 Eagles elite right now, or do you need to see more? And next question today, you get the best one, gets the Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers. It is, what are you irrationally afraid of? Coming up next, the belt gets awarded. Now, Elliot currently has it?
I think so.
Yes, Elliot currently has the belt. Who did anyone do enough on the WIP staff to take away the belt? We will find out next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a football Friday. We'll award the belt in moments. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Should we do 330 Country to go along with 230 Tupac and 530 Creed? Unfortunately, 51.8% is in the yes category.
Oh, yeah! And I didn't even retweet it.
No, I did.
You did, and it's going down?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't like that at all. You know,
the funniest part about putting anything country up is that people get very offended by country. Like, they get worked up about it. Like, oh, it sucks. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, relax. It's just music. It's 30 seconds to coming back from break. You can still listen to the program.
Once a day.
That was long, though.
Yeah.
No, well, when it's raining, Travis.
You always try to beat it into my head when I kept saying turn it off.
Well, that's what I do. It's like, I don't know, Jim.
Did get a tweet from a delegation member upset that you didn't pick up a reference that I made earlier to a song. So Corey said something about his phone tapped.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you've got your phone tapped. What are you going to do? Which is a lyric from, do you remember The Firm with Nas, AZ?
Yeah, Foxy.
Yeah, so they had a song called Phone Tap, and that was from that. And you got, well, it came and it went.
Yeah, okay, it's on me.
He said he was calling you into question.
That's on me.
Yeah, he was calling you into question.
Although I got to admit, I wasn't a big Firm fan. They had the one single that was great.
Yes.
Listen, not a big AZ fan is really what it was. Who you got to be a Nas and Foxy.
Yeah, it was Nas, Foxy, AZ. There was one more.
There was one more? I thought it was only three.
Cormega? Maybe Cormega was in there?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
He had to be the least of the group.
And it was just that one. I mean, the album was fine, but it was that one song.
Yeah.
That one song was cool. 215-592-9494. Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening? Hey, Ike Reese.
Yes, sir.
Did you try that app I gave you the other day?
Not yet.
You ain't done it yet.
I didn't need to.
Well, I mean, you know, it's got all the games.
Well, I was going to wait till Sunday.
I hear you.
Oh, you meant all the games for every sport.
Yeah, there's everything on there. NBA, NFL, college football, NCAA, everything.
Oh, okay.
When you click it, it's going to come up. You click NCAA football, it says NCAAF.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And then it's going to show you, the games. That's what it's going to show you,
Okay. So, I'm glad you actually...
From 12 o'clock... They also have that show, the ESPN show, that what's-his-name does from 9 to 12, and then the games start from 12 to 3 or 12 to 4, and then they list all the games, you know what I'm saying? Same thing with the NFL. So.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Herb, did you know that it was actually, the other guy in the firm was actually Nature, not Cormega?
What are you talking about?
No, the firm. Okay, yeah. The firm. You weren't a big fan?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
What are you doing this weekend, Herb?
Yeah.
I'm working. That's what. Today I was off. I did some errands and stuff. And
we get a workout in?
Tomorrow I go in at 12 o'clock, and 12 o'clock Sunday. And then Monday I go in and work, and then I'm done like 4:30.
Herb, I got to address this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Monday. No, Wednesday. We were at Chickies Wednesday.
Yes, for Birds of the Bay to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation.
Yeah, I was there, right?
Yeah, I know. That's what we're about to address. A little bit on the aggressive side when talking with the players. Like, I didn't know if you were yelling at Lane or what.
No, I didn't yell at Lane.
He was aggressive?
Yeah, he was aggressive with the conversation.
Lane, and I showed him the shirt.
Yeah.
And what did he say that?
He liked that shirt.
Yeah, GPS
he
is talking.
He thought I was from Longview.
Oh, yeah. You look like the Longview type.
Were you maybe giving him some instructions on what the team needs to do? Is that why you were so passionate?
That's what you were doing. You know that's what
you... We're going to run the football. Run the football.
Crack right.
Night. Yep. We're going to run the football at our strong players and our strong side. Left, right, right, left, whatever. Move the football down the field, take a few shots, throw the short pass, throw the long pass, whatever. open it up. Let's go. Get the tight ends in the game.
Get them in there.
First string, second string. I want to see everybody happy.
Herb, did you ever did you make your way up to Steve Devlin at your sign-ins this week? You said you were going to do that.
Never got a chance. I've been so busy with
you,
so I never got a chance. But I'll
that's their loss, Herb.
Yeah.
That's their loss.
They still got a couple. Listen, they still got a couple games, I think.
And you didn't donate.
This week, maybe I'll go up.
You didn't donate?
Donate what? My services?
No, the Travis Mannion Foundation.
Travis Mannion Foundation.
We're raising money for the families of fallen heroes, for veterans.
Right.
I bought a shirt from them last year.
Last year?
Bro.
I'm asking you about, did you put something in the bucket?
Yeah.
You're sitting there yelling out plays and strategy and lane.
You can't throw a five piece in the bucket?
I don't walk around with cash over there.
Well, there was a QR code.
Credit card.
Well, you know what I mean? if I get you a credit card link, you make a little donation for her ass and lane?
I'll make it. You get me the lady. I'll send her a check next week.
Okay. All right. My man.
I got a big paycheck next week.
Oh, hello.
How much?
99 hours, bro.
Ooh.
And I saw you. Did you see your girl there Wednesday?
$1,600, man.
Don't start telling us how much it is. Did you see German Chocolate Wednesday?
I talked to her the other day.
Yeah, you saw her Wednesday. Yeah. She was with
I didn't see her Wednesday.
She was there. You didn't see her?
On the phone. I'm talking about. Which one are you talking about?
Ooh, you got different ladies, huh?
One from Germantown. Girl? She wasn't there. The one from Germantown was not there.
Okay, maybe she's not from Germantown.
She's still waiting for that football for you to give her the football, that white.
Oh, is that what they call it?
The white and the green, the souvenir football the Eagles have. I need one of them.
Yeah, she's waiting on you to get her one. What do you mean she's waiting on me to get her one? You're waiting on me to get you one to give to her.
Give it to me to give to the son. The son's only 6 years old.
Herb, would it be fair to say you have hoes in different area codes?
Yeah, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
Right now, I'm trying to get this girl down at work right now.
Ooh. Yeah, what's your pickup line?
Supposed to go out to dinner, you know? I'm waiting on her.
Hell
know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Expecting that Ludacris.
With
Nate Dogg.
No, it was Ludacris.
Was supposed to go out to dinner.
It's going to be a big week.
610-215-484-267.
We got a clamp down on this NFC. We got a clamp down on this NFC. EAGLES Eagles.
Nailed it.
Let's go, baby. Let's
nailed
it.
All right, Herb.
Monday Night Football.
All right.
AJ and Devontae.
The bright lights.
Big city.
How many yards you think, brother? Huh? I say about 300. Let's go.
Minimum.
300 for the two. Let's go.
Who, for AJ and Devontae?
Yeah, 300, 150 apiece.
Yep, that sounds right.
Right? Okay. 150 apiece.
Hell yeah.
And keep everybody happy.
Yeah, we'll boy.
Two deep balls, babe. Two deep balls. Show them who's the boss.
Show them who's the boss, Ike.
Hey,
we got it.
47 toss crack.
He's singing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they like that play. Let me tell you, they like that play. 44 crack left. Most
hell yeah.
Right. 280 on counter two. Let's go.
Yep.
Can you like call a play at the line and then give me like a?
I'll tell you what else they like. They like 46 sweep and 46 toss, babe. Let's go.
You're one of a kind, Herb. I love you, man.
45 dive, right? Right? I agree.
Yeah.
What's up?
Got him.
Give one more play for us?
That guy Phillips looks like he's going to be a stud, man. He looks like he's going to be he's going to be playing. He knows what Philly is, man. He's so happy he come here, man.
Yep.
He's leaving that 90-degree heat. He's glad he's up here, you know, where it's a little chilly, but he can deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
right, Herb.
I like that guy. I like the way he talks. He's my kind of Philly guy, you know, football guy, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Even though he's from Cali.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, Herb.
All right, Herb.
All right, let's go. I'll see you guys Monday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, but I talked to you Monday before the game.
Oh, you're going to get everyone fired up. Work on your speech this weekend.
Yes, sir. We want a big speech out of you. Yeah, boy. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's award the bell.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I'm a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
The belt is awarded on the WIP Afternoon Show every Friday at 4:30 to the WIP employee who brought it the most that week. The person who had the belt keeps the belt unless somebody did something good enough to get the belt away. By the way, if you're looking for Tommy Down the Shore or you're looking for Tornado Shapiro earlier in the show, they will both be here on Monday on game day. So we'll have Tommy there. So Elliot Shore Parks currently has the belt. And the question is, has anyone at WIP done anything good enough to take away the belt? And as far as I see, the committee says no.
Nope. Nope.
What?
We're overthrowing the committee. Oh. We're overthrowing the stupid little committee. And I don't care if he's not a WIP employee. Mike Mayock deserves the belt.
Oh, no.
Come
way.
On. Hell oh, yeah. No. Yeah,
he's
he
not
does.
An employee.
Yes. We pay him.
He's not an employee.
We pay him.
He's an independent contractor.
I don't care.
He's not
There's
an employee.
There's no one on the station that did a better job this week than Mike Mayock. Mike Mayock gets the belt.
The belt is for WIP employees.
And he did that for WIP and the audience.
You are opening up the window into other people getting the belt. It should be for WIP employees.
The
and
Yankees.
If anyone, I should get the belt because I was attacked by Mike Mayock without any warning, and I fended him off.
You laid down like a dog.
I did not.
Mayock gets the belt. Mayock gets the belt. Mayock gets the belt.
I think I gotta agree with him, Spike.
No, yeah, I'm doing the show under protest.
No way.
I gotta agree with him, man.
Thank you're gonna let a button pusher like that?
Yep.
You give the belt to somebody that doesn't even work here?
The Yankees had to change their facial hair policy after 125 years of existence, and after 6 months of doing the belt, we're changing hands.
The guy only lasted 2 years as a GM.
Oh, now you're going to bring that up.
Come on, man.
I don't like that at all.
Wow.
The committee is full of it.
Oh, man.
The belt presented by Paramount.
I was not expecting that.
I did not like that at all. The belt presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Jack screwing up the bit. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Joey in Penn State, you're on WIP. What's up, Joey? What's up, Joey?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Joey?
Hey, guys. Just want to put an end to this Howie, Spike, Mayock debate.
No.
Once and for all, in three simple points. That's it.
Okay.
Number one, Howie is not good. He's bare minimum great. He's the best general manager in the sport.
Okay.
So that is point number one.
Okay.
Point number two. He can and he has had bad moves, and in this case, a bad offseason. Letting Isaiah Rodgers go, bad move. Becton, bad move. Thinking Jalen Hunt and these guys are going to be your pass rushers trying to repeat at the Super Bowl, mistake. So both things can be true. He can make bad moves and still be the best general manager in football, and he can be the best general manager in football despite these bad moves. So that is point number one, point number two. And on to number three, I think we need to give Howie credit for admitting his failures and mistakes. When we lose Isaiah Rodgers, when we have Jalen Hunt, those are decisions Howie made. Yes, mistakes, bad offseason, but he's not forcing himself into success or forcing himself to be correct, whereas he's admitting
Are you there, Joey? Oh, we lost Joey.
The deadline.
Oh, there you
How
go.
How many times have we seen general managers, coaches, whatever, put someone out on the field knowing it's a mistake because of a contract or because of a move? And I think we just need to give Howie credit for acknowledging when he made a mistake and swallowing his pride and then going out to make the team better, regardless of that.
I agree with everything you said, Joey. I agree with everything you said. I think, though, I think what you could say about the deadline, and I think I said most of those things. The good, great thing that he is a great general manager. When I said he was good, when I said it, it was not in place of great. It was a throwaway line. Just for what it's worth. What he has left himself at this point is a slim margin for error because of the offseason moves. So we need, you know, Jalen Phillips to be really good this year. And we might need Jair Alexander to work out. But that said, I agree with everything you said.
I think we do need both of them to work out.
Yeah, well, it would be helpful. Yeah. It would be helpful. I think I agree with everything you said. I think Ike said after the call that we were talking about two different things. And look, I give Mayock credit for if Mayock wants to take a take from mine from 2 days before and come in and try to argue with me, I welcome it. I love it. I love what Mayock did. But
that's why he gets the belt.
No, but he has to be a WIP employee. So Joey, I can't disagree with anything you said. I can't disagree with anything you said. For next question today, do you have something you're irrationally afraid of?
Becoming gluten free.
You're afraid of it?
Oh yeah.
Do you have
to
do it?
Gluten crackers for the rest of your life? Gluten free crackers?
Oh yeah.
Still bread.
So wow.
Cheesecakes, pizza.
So you're fearful that one day you're going to go to the doctor, they're going to tell you you have celiac, and you're going to have to go gluten free or something.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Joey. That is
not a bad fear.
We asked for irrational fears, and that is irrational. We've had a couple of good ones.
We have.
The fear of death, I don't think is irrational.
Exactly.
Now, how you act about it, you could act irrationally about your fear.
Right.
You know, you could not step out of the house because you're worried about getting struck by lightning, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
The one about the lightning coming through the sink, irrational fear. And also
falsely imprisoned.
Falsely imprisoned for something you didn't do for a life sentence. It's very specific and very irrational.
He's thought about that one before.
Yeah.
And it makes me think the Philly fentanyl does have something in his past.
No, he's waiting to get caught.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Forget about a life sentence. If you give me a year, 6 months, I'm afraid of it.
I'm dead. I'm not making it.
Yeah.
Kidding me? Well, I'm going to have to cozy up.
To be honest.
I'm going to have to be somebody's.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be going to prison. More likely, just jail.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless I, you know, did something really bad.
Committed a real crime, yeah.
Yeah, I don't do anything to commit a real crime.
The difference between prison and jail.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yes, there is.
Which is worse?
Prison. Well, some would tell you, being in a county jail, like being down here in the city in jail, it's more restrictions. Being locked up in a county than it is an actual penitentiary where it's a little
where your life is there.
Yeah. So you may have a few more, as crazy as it may sound, you may have a few more things that you wouldn't have.
Well, if you're locked up in the county jail, you're not getting an hour to go outside.
Yeah.
Probably.
Now, I know most of these things, I got relatives, just to be honest.
Yeah. There you go.
Nice.
Jail talk from Mike.
Jail talk, man.
Jail talk.
We're going to get Bam on. See what his experience is like.
That's right, yes.
Our hour with Bam is going to be must-listen radio. Yeah.
For sure.
215-592-9494. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 at 5?
People at WIP that I'm the most worried about.
Oh God.
No. Ike, you're not on the list.
Oh, thank God.
That's bad news for me. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.